A gentle disposition is a key characteristic for these horses that meet millions of people each year.
Oh, the soldiers have known about this for about a week now, and there has been a definite buzz looking forward to this event. They're world famous Clydesdales. Everybody wants to get a close-up look.
Army North's Don Manischewski said the team of eight Clydesdales came to promote the holiday message of responsible behavior, and they really lifted the spirits of the wounded warriors at the center. Staff Sergeant Frankie Albert with the Warrior Transition Battalion was one of three soldiers chosen for a special ride atop the red Clydesdale wagon.
Just to see the Clydesdales, the horses, is really exciting, but to ride them was even more exciting. Yeah, it was really fun just to be up there because it's so high up there, and you just watching the back of the horses just riding.
We have about 200 Clydesdales.
Wiping down the gentle giants and encouraging them to stand quietly so visitors could take pictures, horse handler Cat Cockrell says Clydesdales were bred as workhorses in Scotland in the 19th century. Budweiser breeds each Clydesdale team member to weigh 2,000 pounds and be bay in color with white legs and faces.
Is there some significance to the hair being so long around their hooves?
Yeah, there is a river in Scotland called the River of Clyde, and that's where the Clydesdale name came from, and I guess they just developed the hair to protect their legs from the brush around the river.
The horses grow bored just standing around, so when Cockrell says ready, the lead horse taps his big white-haired hoof, the rest of the team is alerted, and off they go, pulling the red Budweiser beer wagon. The Clydesdales spent Wednesday at Fort Sam Houston Stables and were scheduled for visits to Lackland and Randolph Air Force Bases the rest of the week. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.